And welcome back to another episode of Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen, the podcast that is found right here on the BMG Network. I am your host, Mike Hansen. While you're here stopping by to listen to what I'm about to bloviate about, be sure to check out our other awesome podcasts right here on the BMG Network. Don't forget, we have the Ken and Mike Show, we have the Adrian Ross Show, we have the Ken Burns Show, and we have Set Apart with KC. Tune into them. They're awesome, awesome, incredible podcasts full of fabulous facts and information and just opinions that you probably won't get anywhere else, at least not from the mainstream media. But hey, right now you're tuning to Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen, and I did not know where I was going to go this week with my podcast. I had so many things going through my mind, so many developments that happened in the news and social media and what have you, and I couldn't wrap my mind around one thing to really share with the audience. But I think I don't know, so I'm just gonna shoot from the hip here. I mean, I've written down a bunch of little things that I wanted to talk about. I mean, I was gonna go anywhere with, I mean, everybody's talking about the coronavirus, and I think I want to kind of move away from that, at least for the short term, because I don't think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon. So we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. And I might even share with you my opinions of what I think the greater picture of this thing is. And let me be sure to point out that anything you hear right here on Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen is strictly my opinions, my thoughts, and my tin hat conspiracy theories are strictly my opinion and not of anybody else represented here on the BMG Network. I do not speak for them. I speak for myself alone. So if you want to come at somebody, come at me. Don't come at them, because I think I'm going to maybe jump off the cliff or go a little bit deeper into the deep end of what my conspiracy and ideas and theories are about the greater picture of what's going on with the coronavirus, the vaccine, and everything that goes along with that. And, you know, maybe I'll even tease you and say, is there a biological weapon part to this? But anyway, we'll leave that for another episode. So, as many of you know, I am from New York. And we were going to talk about it on the Ken and Mike Show this past week, but we had an awesome guest, so we had to kind of dovetail into something different, and we actually got away from politics there on the show. So I want to pick up where we left off there, but here kind of on a different angle. But as you all know, me being from New York, we got to say farewell to our emperor, Mr. Cuomo, up there in Albany, New York. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. But I will say, I called it. I called it on the Ken and Mike Show. I'm going to pat myself on the back. I knew he would have no other choice but to step down. Why he has to give a 14-week notice, you know, maybe he's just being a good employee and saying, I'm going to give you my 2-week notice, but trust me, we know we already got someone to replace you. You can leave now. But I'm thinking maybe he's taking those 2 weeks to tie up some or cover up some things that he might have to cover up before leaving office. But that might be another podcast. So, that being said, we got to celebrate Cuomo leaving. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just celebrating because I'm tired of hearing about it, I'm tired of talking about it, and I'm tired of everything that comes with El Emperor Cuomo. But that being said, I have some concerns, because I have no idea, and I will be the first person to admit it, I don't know anything about his replacement. I know nothing about the Lieutenant Governor, Kathy. I'm probably going to butcher her name here. They say, I was reading online that her last name rhymes with local, so I'm going to assume her name is Kathy Hochul or Hochul, whatever. I don't care how you say her name. I just butchered it irregardless. But I guess she hails from Buffalo. She has a plenty of political experience, so to speak. I was going through some stuff online. I don't know if you can trust everything you read online, but I was just trying to get a little background for the show. I don't know much about her other than the fact that she is cut from the same fabric as Cuomo in terms of very left-leaning, all pro-choice, high taxes, supports the Affordable Health Care Act, and all that stuff. Don't know what anybody who's listening to the show, their opinion on that. That's just the kind of the background I got from her. But as I was doing some preliminary research for this show, I mean, just talking about Cuomo, my mind started spinning. It's, you know, how many governors in this great state of New York since Pataki, which was, I believe, early, mid-90s. I think he served 12 years as governor. He was a Republican governor for New York State. Yes, I did say Republican governor of New York State, because we all know how democratically leaning the state is. But as far as I could find on Pataki, I couldn't find any real big controversy that that followed his governorship here in New York. Now, 12 years is a long time to be governor. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I still believe that we should have term limits for the governor, just like we do have for the president of our country. I think it's just a long time to be in office. It's a long time to create a good old boy system, regardless of what side of the fence you're on. I really think we need some fresh faces, and it needs to be circulated or transitioned better than somebody sitting anywhere in any office for 12 years. I went through the history. There was governors that sat in there for a lot longer. But also, looking back, there were governors in New York State. The running average was four-year governorships that I was looking at prior to present day. So, but that being said, I just was like, wow. But I say all that to say this, that since Pataki, we've had three governors that have left office due to controversy, due to bad things, to lack of better terms, that followed them. Cuomo with the 11 sexual accusations against him, sexual assault, improper touching, so on and so forth. Spitzer, he got to serve a whole year and I think like 6 days. He wasn't even in office that long, and he was derailed and had to step down from office due to a prostitution scandal and extortion. And then the guy that followed him up was Patterson. He had to stop his bid for actually being elected for running for office of governor because it came out about witness tampering and domestic abuse and affairs that both him and his wife had. So I just noticed a common thread through here in New York. The common thread is the Democrats seem to have to leave office for sexual immorality is basically what it comes down to. And my question is, New York, is it time for a change? I mean, the every time in my experience and in what I'm looking at, every time there's a controversy involving a Democrat, somehow, some way, sex is involved. Somehow, some way, not to say Republicans don't, but from what I've been looking at, I mean, this goes from the highest office all the way down to your local politics. But if anybody's getting in trouble or has any scandals wrapped around them, I mean, the main thing that I've noticed is the Republicans will screw you out of your money and the Democrats will just screw your secretary. So this is the way I look at it. Maybe New York, last time we had a governor that didn't have any scandal that I could find was Pataki, and that was a long time ago. He was, I believe, from 1995 to 2006 is what I read earlier. So that was a good time where there wasn't any real major controversies. So, but now, since 2006 to 2021, we've had 15 years of scandal in the high politics or the high political offices of New York State. What does that tell you? I don't care where your politics stand. I care who you're choosing and the character that you're electing or deciding to align yourself with and putting into political office. We have had three governors since Pataki on the Democratic side here that have all had to leave office because there's a massive dark stain on their reign. So is it time for New York State to move in another direction? I mean, obviously, politically, I have a political bent here, an opinion that's obviously going to say, oh, of course, because they're Democrats and I don't want them in office. But I think politics aside, we've done this now since 2006, 15 years of the same old, and the results have not getting any better. Maybe it's time to stop aligning ourselves with a political party and start aligning ourselves just with people with better character. And that's basically where I wanted to go with the show is here in New York State, we get what we pay for. You want to know why the state's in shambles? It's because the moral standard that we're putting in office is in shambles. So just lining up the facts here, this doesn't look good. And I do not know anything about this Kelly Hochul here and or Kathy. And I don't want to start picking at her strictly because I know she's a Democrat, even though looking at what she politically aligned herself with, I mean, I can take issue with that, but I don't want to attack her personally yet until we find out she's running a prostitution ring or she's doing something that she shouldn't be doing. But maybe it's just time that New York State moves in a different direction. You know, why is it taking Cuomo 14 days to get out of office? You step down. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that can take over and clean up the mess that you've created. Why is it going to take 14 days? Maybe somebody has a reason for that. Please reach out, comment on the show and let me know. But seriously, is it time, New York State, that we go a different direction? We have 11 accusations against the departing governor, who still says in his last breath as leaving office that he was innocent. So what do we do? New York, I'm going to leave that with you. What is it time for? Are we going to make a change? Can we make a change? Can we maybe put our political ideologies aside and just look at who we're choosing and why we're choosing? And if my suspicions and my analogy is correct, that we keep selecting people of bad moral character and putting them in office and every single one of them happens to be Democrat, maybe that tells you there's something wrong with the agenda or the party as a whole. Because seriously, let's look at it. I'm not going to say all Democrats are bad. I have friends that are Democrats and, you know, they have higher moral standards. But usually and typically, Democrats across the board, just their moral compass is not right. Their moral compass is not pointing straight up. But anyway, that's where I wanted to talk about. Please, come back at me. I want to continue this show, continue this topic, and I'm leaving it open for discussion. I'm going to leave you today with that. You can come back and tune in again to Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen. I'm here. I'm supposed to be here on Thursday. It is a Friday. Hey, tune in to the other great shows. Share us with your friends here on the BMG Network. This is a growing network. There's some awesome characters, awesome contributors that are on this show. There's more and more things that are coming that we're gonna be announcing. But please, give me your opinions. That's it for me for today. Thank you for tuning in to Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen.
Mic'd Up with Mike Hansen was produced and recorded in the BMG Studios. Music was by Kevin McLeod. For more episodes, go to thebmgnetwork.com. Please join me again as I attempt to bring more rationale to an irrational world.